we have in studio the wonderful Frida King. Yay!
We're very honoured to have you here.
Former presenter, first of all, of this particular rat show before I was given the opportunity to work with my best friend, Rebecca. How long ago was it that you done this?
Oh, my God. It seems like a lifetime ago, but approximately about 10 years ago.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How'd you break into radio?
I knocked at the door.
Did you? Well, at least it opened for you.
I actually can't remember. I had done a course with an Academy radio station, and I suppose from there, like, various things happened. But it is so long ago now, I've forgotten.
And do you miss this? Like, is it like going back in time here now that you're here sitting beside your former co-host?
Mm-hmm. I know.
It was lovely. And I remember, Frida, you put a huge amount of work into it as well. You were very organised.
If I am absolutely honest, it was that really that I had to sort of pull back from, because I did let my acting sort of go to one side, and my first love was the acting. But at the same time, I was so committed to doing the arts programme. Mm. I just, you know, it was like I had to make a choice. So I made a choice with my acting.
And how many people were on the show at that time, Rebecca? Was it three presenters or...?
Yeah, there was myself, Emer and Frida, and then sometimes Barbara would come in.
That's right.
Because Emer had her baby and then she wasn't around so much.
That's right.
That little girl is now... she's just turned 9.
Oh, my God.
So I think... Yeah, I think the last time you were here probably was 6 years, 7 years ago.
I just can't. It just seems so long ago. Like, it was only coming back and driving in this evening. It was sort of like, oh my God, you know, some things don't change. You know, there's a lot of changes here, but
yeah,
you know, you sort of feel like, oh God, you know, coming in tonight was just so such a reminder, because that was the thing. Like, 1 hour's show, there's so much that's involved. I mean, it takes you a week
to prepare,
and people wouldn't really understand that unless you've done some sort of radio at some time, because, you know, it takes a lot.
It does, and I have to say at the moment Robbie's taken over the helm of it, and Glenn, because I'm working full time, so I just cannot put in any preparation at all, which is...
But you still come on and do a great job. But look, as you say, we used to do it every week, but we had to pull back because it was too much.
We're only once every 2 weeks.
We do in rotation.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more refreshing to do it that way, because there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
And the weeks fly by.
And of course Glenn Caldwell has come on board, and he's great. He's a great producer as well. And then we have Susan Collins. Well, she used to present on Tuesdays as well. We have Maura, so there's always a variety of shows. It's not the same one over and over again.
Okay.
And of course it is, I do agree, trying to get acts on, but at one stage, Rebecca, we had a list the length of our arm of people wanting to come on and sing and act and
to
read poetry and everything, didn't they?
Yeah
and it's still there, I think. It's just we haven't, you can't interview everybody.
Well, it's our honour to have you back on the opposite side of the desk tonight and to talk about your career. So you mentioned you put acting before radio work. What happened then when you left?
What happened?
Because you were still in RTE. You were just for RTE, weren't you?
I had been, yes. Like, it wasn't anything major. I was doing some small parts.
Minor roles, yeah.
Yeah, minor roles, like being the nurse. Mm. So I did that quite a lot. When I got my full equity card, then I had to make a choice. You know, you turn professional, so you know it's a hard choice to make.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because, like, in relation to doing any background acting, there's loads of it there. So as soon as you stop, the phone is not ringing or you're not getting the calls, so it's a hard one to choose.
And I agree totally, because Rebecca and I, we've done background acting before with Mary Golden, first of all, in Equity, and the phone used to ring every single week, and the buzz when that phone would ring. And you could be a background actor, you could be a normal person, but then you could be cast as a police officer, or me personally, or like you said, nurse, and you played nurse before. And that's what used to get me more
motivated.
In trials, to kind of do motivated, because the more lines you get, the more you want it. And you got to know the crew out on RTE, like, you know, Kim Burrows and Johnny and all that kind of people.
Yeah.
And they knew who you were. They knew you were driven. Get Robbie, get Frida, get Rebecca to do it.
Yeah.
And that's when it builds up the CV, all the lines, the parts, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the most important thing is to follow up with, you know, your training.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is the underlying thing. And there is no cut-off point. I mean, it's expensive to be taking courses and, you know, I mean, it costs money. And if you're not getting the work, well, then, you know, it's sort of like, well, what do I do? But, like, there's no way of, like, having a practice. You know, you can't practice doing what you want to do other than sort of doing a course. Now, I did all the, from the foundation up to a master's with the Gaiety School of Acting.
Brilliant. How was that? Is that intense?
Oh, no, it was, well, I could only afford to do a part-time.
Yeah, but
it worked. And, you know, I learned so much from that. And it was, that particular course was acting for camera, because stage acting and obviously TV or film is completely different. You know, the techniques, it's all about the techniques, and it can be quite different. Some actors just like can go from one to the other and it's no problem. But my first love was to go to camera.
Oh, of course, yes. And if you make a mistake, you can do it again. You're on the stage, if you make a mistake, you're going to be laughed at.
With camera, you have to bring it back down so much.
Yes.
It really is down. You bring it down. You don't over-enthusiasm yourself as actors would do on stage.
Yeah.
Rebecca, you've done quite the stuff recently as well for RTE. You were on with Gary Cook.
Oh yeah, that was rollerblading. Yeah, I didn't have any lines. I was rollerblading on Opry Match. That was about a year ago, and I went back and did some extra work then around Christmas time, and I love being back involved. But you have to remember, if you are an actor like the three of us are, it's not very helpful to be seen as an extra.
No, and of course when you get an agent or wherever, they say that don't go back doing it, because it regardless of what background acting is, and that's where we learned our craft really, because we watched everything.
Yeah.
I think when you're on a fee date in an agency, you'll probably get paid a lot more if you got a job acting than you would as a background actor, and you don't want to differentiate the two, so you have to separate the two, and you can't be seen as a background actor when you would be paid a lot more money for a role as an actor.
And especially in Ireland, it's such a small pool of actors.
Absolutely. They won't take you serious.
Yes, but the one thing I will say, and you just said it really yourselves there, Robbie, it's like a free class.
Yeah.
Okay, you get X amount of money for being out there as a background actor, but like to observe everything that's going on when you are eventually on set, I mean, it's
quite an experience, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah. Like front camera, behind the camera, everything. And it just really, you know, it's worked an awful lot.
We had great times in RTE back in the day, didn't we? We'd be in the bar. Yeah, we could be on the lot, which I didn't really like because that was an outdoor scene. I used to hate that. But mostly it was the McCoy's pub scenes and the other thing like that. And you'd be doing that on a regular basis. And there was a bond there with a lot of the background actors in the green room where we used to kind of stay and wait. And we used to get loads of stories. And it still goes back. And the memories of them all would come out today. And of course, Niall Walsh was a friend of ours. He sadly passed away there a couple of months ago. And that was a shock to me, because he was a great friend to me out on RTE, and you do become friends with lots of people, and it's a great encouragement as well when you have them, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. And to actually work out in RTE regardless, you couldn't get a better sort of support. Yeah, it's amazing, and it really is good. You know, it's a good place to go to, even better when you get the role.
Now tell us about this role, because you kept us kind of really on the edge, because you released on the Facebook that there was a date coming up, and there was 26th of July, and you said you were going to be honest, and there was a photograph of obviously Fair City, but you'd never told us who you were playing.
Oh,
so we all were glued, absolutely glued to the station and to the show on Wednesday. Go on, tell us, for someone who hasn't seen us.
First of all, you know, I just found it really interesting.
Yeah.
Rather than just to sort of post something and say, oh, I got a part of Fair City.
Yeah, you kept us all in suspense.
And that was like end of it. So by just
you
sort
built
of,
it up.
You know, feeding, you know, it wasn't every week, maybe a week or two go by and then I put something different up, and, you know, eventually sort of putting up the date. I had a bit of fun with that. I think you saw that photo.
You teased us.
I wouldn't
but it was a great idea. It really was, because it kept us all in suspense, and you got more people watching to see exactly who you're going to be.
It was amazing because, like, I just mentioned earlier on, you know, okay, I won't say who it was, but like I got a text message to say that they saw it on the player out in Bangkok.
Yeah.
And like, I have, you know, relatives in the UK, and I knew they were actually going to watch it on the night, and they did. And but yeah, the response I got was just overwhelming.
Okay, you haven't mentioned what you played.
I'm going to say.
Well, do you want to tell a story first of all before I actually announce to people who haven't seen it what you played?
Okay. Which story?
With the main character who you had to kind of do the role with. It's obviously Carol's father.
Yeah, Carol's father is Trigger in the that particular storyline.
And he's not been good at the moment. He's been real kind of... He's been great actor, by the way. He's fantastic.
He's amazing. He's an Abbey actor.
He is. Oh, he's so natural, isn't he?
A lovely man. I mean, I have been asked directly in Facebook, and you can't individually sort of answer one and not answer somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he really like?
What's he really like?
But he's a lovely man.
Most actors and actresses are. So he's playing the bad boy at the moment.
He's playing a really bad boy. He hasn't been, you know, the ideal father. Even going to his deathbed, he's still sort of like he's been naughty.
He's causing ructions.
He's been very naughty, so there is revenge there, which he, you know, is sort of changing, and then there's a twist, and you know, so at the moment, like, anyway, we won't say too much about it.
He's involved with Eric Lauder's character.
That's right.
Who obviously plays, I forget his name. His name is
Are you talking about Robbie?
Robbie. No,
Robbie,
not Robbie. Eric Lawler, the comedian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The other, yes.
So they're in cahoots against Robbie, aren't they, at the moment?
Yes, that's right. You're talking about Cottle.
Cottle, yeah.
Yeah. Spillane. And he is like some character. Like, I mean, he just, you know, even though he's not somebody you're supposed to like, but you can't help yourself.
I agree. I totally agree. And I spoke to him, would you believe, in Lily's a few months ago, and I was saying, come here, I'm just loving your part. I just want to be part of that gang, because I was in the years ago myself, you know, with Mick and all.
That's right.
Friend. And I just think he's just enthralling. He's so good, and he's a likeable rogue.
He has a presence. As soon as he walks in, like, it's like, I won't say he has an attitude, but he just brings...
Yeah, we like him.
Oh, we like him, even though he's a bad boy.
And he's carrying it along. So Trigger and Cahill are doing this cahoots, and then Trigger wants a bit of fun, basically, one particular night.
Well, he has a list, and, okay, some people call it a bucket list.
Yeah.
So he has a small one, and is one of his requests, like... The situation is, you can't make this sound anything else.
We're trying to glorify it without being too rude.
Okay.
Yeah.
The character that I played is a prostitute.
A lady of the night.
She is a high class prostitute.
She is.
In my eyes, I've seen her more as an escort, because, you know, she came to the house, and she works for herself, but she is under the wing of Cottle. You know, because he's sort of keeping an eye out for her as well, you know. So, it was just, it's like everything with acting, you know, it's another challenge.
Mm.
And that's the great thing, to do something that is completely outside your box.
I think it's great, because it's outside what you think.
What a great storyline.
Yeah, it is. And it was great for you to see us and do it. You were so natural. Not that you play a natural prostitute, but you were so good at what you're doing, because you were trying to... The particular scene you'd done was pointing to the storyline as it's going on at the moment. And
exactly.
I just think it fitted in quite well. And you had to be applauded for it. You got a lot of support from the characters as well, from the actors in Fair City. They thought it was great too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Like, I have to say, like... you know, from the first time I arrived there for rehearsals, it was so, everybody welcomed me individually. Like, as they came in, they came over, introduced themselves. Like, I knew them anyway, you know.
Yeah, of course you did for years. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really sweet, like, to have that. It just makes a difference. Everybody else knows each other, and it was a big group, because we're reading for a good couple of weeks ahead for that one morning. You know, there's so much work that goes into it.
I don't think people realise how much work does go into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get the script sent out to you in advance by 6 weeks. Is it coming by courier still, is it? No?
No.
How does it work now?
You get it a week before.
Really? Wow.
Email.
You get an email. We used to get our set. Well, me personally used to get it sent out by courier, about 6 weeks.
No, you don't get an email. You get a hard copy.
Hard copy. So it's sent out to you.
It's sent out to you.
Yeah, and it has to be confidential, of course.
Of course, absolutely.
You have to. You do have to sign it.
And you go over it then and look at your lines. You learn them.
Yeah.
And how's the rehearsals now? Because we used to do rehearsals on a Saturday. Is that done away with?
Well, it was mentioned for the times that I was booked for that week, the dates and when. It was from a Saturday to a Friday, but it's unlikely it was mentioned that you would actually do a rehearsal on a Saturday. But it's still there. It's like Monday was the rehearsal time.
Is everybody sitting in the circle now? And they all talk, because we used to go from set to set and the horseshoe, and every, so you read off the script with the whole cast there,
everybody,
because Rebecca, years ago what would happen was you just go for your rehearsals, but you go from set to set to set and follow everybody, and it was a bit of a nightmare, and it went on for ages. But now everyone sits in the same room and go over.
Which room is it? Where is the room?
It was in a stage area. You know, so, but it's interesting because, like, before they got to my, like, my scenes, like, you know, by the time it was on the TV, I knew all their... I wouldn't say I knew all the dialogue, like, oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, in your head. Yeah,
it's there, you know. And there's a time for... You can express if there's something you're not feeling comfortable with, you know, because it does happen sometimes.
Were you embarrassed in any way, or were you nervous?
Oh, no way. No nervous whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was very excited.
Yeah.
Driving through those gates was like driving home.
it really is cool when you go back. I miss it so much. I haven't worked out there since 2008, but I've been back and forwards on shows and that kind of thing as an audience member. It really was good times, Rebecca, when we were there, wasn't it? It was brilliant.
Yeah, I loved it, and it was it was like a big family.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe back there yet, I'd say.
And they had the Buntings Elfie, had they?
I don't know.
I just got a text in from Mark and Rahini, and this is a very weird question. Oh. How much did she charge an hour? That's awful.
It depends. That's terrible. On what you want.
Well, you were a high class escort, so you're obviously over a certain amount of money.
I'd have to take my folder out now and sort of go down.
And what was her name in it?
Marlene.
So there you go, Marlene. I'll get the text later on, right?
Yes.
Have you got much praise from your friends or family?
It's so sweet.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, going back to sort of not posting immediately and saying, got the part, you know, and sort of doing what I did, you know how the other actors feel. So, you know, they were sort of on that journey for you. And a lot of people that you do know, like, we're all there for each other, so
it's supportive.
It's very supportive, they're absolutely rooting for you.
And I think it's great what you say. I mean, a lot of people want, when they go for castings, they put, I've gone for casting and all that kind of stuff. I never told anyone.
I think it's a bad thing to do
because if you don't get it, you come across as you're not good, even though you probably are good. I think you should say it when you have it, when you filmed it, not before you've actually.
Actually, it's probably best to do it after you filmed it.
Yeah.
Robbie, are you going to tell us your news?
Well, I don't really know. I've just done the short movie myself there the weekend with Tommy O'Neill, who, of course, we all know from Fair City, Detective Deegan, and recent Marie Lawler, who I worked with on The Nixer. And they cast me in as a character called Marto. And we filmed it in Ballyfermot with on Sunday. Excellent. And it was just great. It was great to be back on set. It's just the feeling you get, Rita, and of course, Rebecca, you know as well, you just buzz off it, don't you?
Yeah.
You really do. And it just, you forget all your troubles and worries, and you just go off to do your particular lines. And you go back to first position and second position, and you just keep on doing it till you have it right. And it's just, we were given the kind of gift of ad-libbing on Sunday, and we had a particular line, and she just said, yeah, go for it, and it just came out more natural. Because my particular brother Nadino was in the wheelchair and I had to try and help him on the bus, and you can imagine getting someone up off a wheelchair trying to get them on the bus. It was funny anyway, but we just had to kind of keep it together and roll with it with Tommy O'Neill, who was playing Dez, and it was great, and it just gives you that want to do it more.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about it, like, if the gaps between whatever engagement you get, it doesn't matter what it is, how short it is, what the money is like, you know, you're not going to tell them that you would do it for nothing.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's just to be there physically.
Brilliant.
It just feeds that passion that you have, and it's that passion that keeps you going.
Now, we have to ask this question, like many people are asking, will Marlene return? Are you allowed to say?
I can't really say.
Oh, Rebecca.
Well,
we won't know till more Facebook posts come from you. The future.
I'll drip feed them out, you know.
Oh, look, I hope to God you do come back, because you really fitted in well. And at that particular storyline, it was just epic to see you, because we know you years. And it's just great when you know someone who you've known a long time succeeds and does a great job, which you did. You
Thank
really
you.
Did.
It was
but,
just
but also,
great.
One of your films that you were involved in recently has been put forward to some of the theatre festivals, hasn't it?
That's right, yes.
Film festivals, should
yeah.
I say.
Again, like a lot of the work I've done over the years has always been something to do with independent films. And, you know, I mean, there's a great development, and the growth of independent films is amazing in Ireland. It's just, you know, huge. And where it's the funding. That's the difficult, you know, part of independent films. You know, some people, you know, will try and rise funds themselves some way, you know. But yeah, I've done quite a lot of independent films. You know, if sometimes people say to you, well, what have you been in and what doesn't, you know, a lot of that work is not gone mainstream, but it's out there and you know about it and you know where it's going and stuff like that. So yeah, the most recent one was entered into a couple of the festivals, so we have to see what way that goes. And that was really fantastic.
Remind us of the name of that, because you worked with the character who plays Leo in Fair City.
Oh yes,
David Duffy.
Very nice guy.
Dave Duffy,
great Leo.
Crack. Yeah, yeah. His guitar. Did he have his guitar out? Was he singing? No.
He didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great to work with Dave. Like all my scenes would have been with Dave Duffy. You know, he was great.
Well, we can't wait to see that if it comes out for our own.
Remind us of the name. Did they keep to the same name?
They kept to the same name. Life Shadows. The film is a really nice, you know, sad and funny, true to life of like a story that of something in real life that did happen. But it was quite interesting. And we had Brian Gologoli. He was our director and writer, and Dave Duffy actually co-directed with Brian as well. But some amazing work went into it, you know.
You don't really see him much in Fair City as often as he did, so he must have been taking a break for a while, was he?
It just depends on the storylines. Yeah. Like, I honestly, when you ask me, like, is Marlene, is she going to come back, you know?
I think she started a petition. Get her back.
There's loads of directions that that character could go.
I think so too. I can see it. And absolutely, it's just so like, it's standout-ish, and we want you to come back. So
I have not been told I wasn't. Let's put it like that. Watch this space.
Rebecca, we need to get you onto RT, another part now in Fair City, and we'll be all looking for our roles back. Well, that's fantastic. It really is.
Excellent.
And it's just brilliant for you to come out here.
Thank you so much. And Robbie and Rebecca, thank you so much for having me back here.
It's our honour.